A new coalition is aiming to boost Arizona's clean energy use and reduce carbon emissions. The Arizona Thrives Alliance is made up of community groups, cities, and private businesses, including developers and utilities. It's looking at both short and long-term goals. Pat Graham is the group's interim executive director. He comes to it after 2 decades leading the Nature Conservancy in Arizona. He joins me to talk more about the new group. And Pat, what was the impetus behind this?
Well, I think in the last couple of years, probably back in 2018 when Proposition 127, which became the most expensive ballot measure in the history of Arizona, was put on the ballot to put clean air standards in the state constitution, went down, became very confusing and very controversial for people. And I felt the need to change the conversation.
Now, clean energy has since then even become fairly controversial. It was then, it remains now, with the Corporation Commission approving something, state lawmakers not being all that happy about it. How do you try to forge ahead with a diverse coalition to try to come to a consensus?
The issue of clean energy is really broad. It involves literally the transition of our entire economy from carbon-based fuels to clean energy. And so what we're really trying to do is create an economy that supports that while providing dependable, good-paying jobs. And I think if we keep focusing on the outcomes we're trying to create, we can find a path forward.
No, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that APS, the state's largest utility, is a member of your alliance, and you referenced Prop 127. They were very much opposed to that. How do you sort of reconcile having a major utility as part of this effort when their efforts in the past have been against this kind of thing?
When we started this, none of the state's major utilities had made commitments to carbon reductions, at least not beyond what was mandated. Today, all three of the major utilities are leading in that effort. So I think there's a convergence of factors that are really making it possible today. The markets are driving this, in part because cleaner solutions are more affordable. Natural gas is pushing out coal, for example, is the main reason the coal is going away is because of the cheaper natural gas. Another factor is that technology advancements. Clean energy, 10 years ago needed to be subsidized. Today, solar and wind power are cost competitive. The cost of batteries are coming down. Electric vehicles are becoming much more affordable. So in many sectors of the economy, we're starting to see that clean energy is becoming more viable as an alternative. And we're also seeing that a lot of the major companies and corporations are moving in that direction and thus creating the demand. We're excited to have all three of the major utilities plus the local cooperative. We've got businesses from all across the economy participating in Arizona Thrives. And it's going to take all of those voices for us to be successful.
So when you talk about clean energy goals, what are your goals? Like, what would you like to see be the state's policies here?
So there's a couple of things that we're working towards, and this is all voluntary. The two goals that have been set up are to help communities to meet or exceed the Clean Air Act quality standards, as well as put Arizona on a path towards net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And in order to do that, we focused on three main pathways right now, which is how we power the economy, how we move, and where we live and work.
Let me ask you about the how we move component of that, because one of the goals says that you want to reduce vehicle miles traveled. And I'm curious, especially in a place like the Phoenix area, which is so dependent on cars, and a lot of folks would argue has fairly limited public transit options. How do you try to achieve something like that?
Well, so there's a combination of ways in how we move. Some of it is to find ways to make it easier for people to either drive together or alternatives where it's feasible. I used to bike to work quite a bit. Another is, what kind of vehicles you're driving, which would be, cleaner fuel cars or electric vehicles are becoming increasingly more affordable.
So you mentioned that your goals are by and large voluntary. I'm wondering, though, if there is a place for policymakers here, be it the Corporation Commission or the state legislature, in terms of setting policies that maybe encourage some of these goals or maybe even in some cases require them.
Well, I think the exactly right. When we say this is voluntary for people to participate in the alliance, it's really to start to build the momentum and start to focus on the solutions. You know, Arizona Thrives is focused on solving problems, not creating them. And we're also focused on bringing people together, not contributing to polarization. And finally, I think we are focused on taking actions that will work for the people of Arizona, all of the people. And so we're really interested in innovations, not just in technology, but innovations in policies and practices as well. But it's really important that we sustain a good economy with dependable and good paying jobs as part of that. We believe that that's possible if we work together. So certainly incentives, if we're going to do reductions in taxes, let's make them targeted in a way that achieves these kinds of outcomes.
How much of a sales job do you have to do? Because there are clearly people, and I know that you hear from them, that believe that doing things like setting renewable energy standards and transitioning to clean energy is at odds with a thriving economy.
Yeah, that's a more of a perception, I think, than a reality. Certainly there are people as where if you've got a coal plant in your community and it shuts down, then clearly there's going to be an impact there. And we need to be very aware of that. But we're working with a couple of different economists right now to help document the benefits that are already accruing to Arizona. One of the things I tell people, it's not a matter of if this is going to happen, it's how it's going to happen. It's already happening. General Motors announced it's not going to be building any more fossil fuel cars and light trucks by 2035. I mean, the transition is well underway. So the question really isn't a matter of if, the question is how. And that's what we're trying to work on, is bring those people together that have an interest in helping create that path forward.
All right. That is Pat Graham, Interim Executive Director of the Arizona Thrives Alliance. Pat, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for your interest.